listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. New South Wales police have launched Strikeforce Macaulay as their official probe into the events and deaths of six people at Westfield Bondi Junction on Saturday afternoon. Investigators say the probe won't be short, though, with answers expected to be months away, while an initial brief of evidence is being prepared for the New South Wales coroner already. Authorities have said they are confident there are no terror links to the crime committed by 40-year-old Gold Coast man Joel Couchy. Meantime, eight people remain in hospital, with the New South Wales Health Minister expecting some to be discharged today, while others are in a critical condition still. Health Minister Ryan Park says the injured nine-month-old baby's condition has also improved.
Her condition has moved from critical to serious, and is something that I think our nation is very pleased to hear as we hold our breath for all of those victims of this absolutely horrific event.
Public pressure to crack down on gambling advertising could see the Albanese government soon announce an outright ban. That's what a parliamentary inquiry has recommended. But media outlets and sports businesses are concerned about the huge financial impacts. Betting promotions on TV and online platforms are the main target. But Canberra admits controlling online ads is going to be difficult. And new ABS data has revealed the impact to our stomachs from surging food prices. The volume of food purchased by Aussies in the past year is down about 2%, translating to 63 grams less food per person per day. Shoppers are also buying less healthy food like fresh fruit, vegetables and milk, while sales of snack foods and sweets is up.